Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Good day to you, and a Merry Christmas on this first Sunday after Christmas. A special greeting to you if you're tuning in to CJMQ this morning because your church is not gathering today, either because of holidays or because of lockdown. Perhaps this represents an opportunity for you to connect with worship across the eastern townships. This program is brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke, and my name is Nigel Parker, the minister of the congregation. Welcome to you, to this Word of Grace, whatever your church connection may be, and whether you have a church connection or not. Here are words that will have been read in many churches in these past days, from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 9. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end.
Oh,
Let us pray. In this Christmas season, Lord, we greet your coming with wonder. You come to be with us, yet you remain far greater than we can imagine. You are near, yet your wisdom and your holiness sets you apart from us. You appear among us, yet we cannot describe your glory. At this season, the angels sang your praises with great joy. Glory to you, O God! The shepherds welcomed your saving love, born in a manger. Glory to you, O God! Mary and Joseph pondered your promises, cradled in their arms. Glory to you, God! And so we too come to add our praise and our glory with you, singing with the angels, amazed with the shepherds, cradling the Christ child in our hearts. Glory to you, our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We greet your coming, Lord, with repentance. We can be more or less satisfied with ourselves, but your presence exposes our sin and failure. We're often self-confident, but you challenge our confidence in ourselves and our own righteousness. We can be proud of our understanding, but you show us that we do not know everything. And so we greet your coming, Lord, with joy. We had no true idea of what you were like, but you've shown us yourself in Jesus Christ. We felt our human life could be of no importance to you, but you have shown its value by appearing amongst us as a human being, living our life, and at the end dying our death and rising again for us. We're aware of the gulf between us, but you have bridged it with love, beginning that first Christmas in Bethlehem. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. How far is it to Bethlehem? Well, it depends on where you start, of course, but I hope that you're thinking of Joseph and Mary and the journey they had to undertake. If you measure the journey by distance, it was maybe 70, 80 miles of rough terrain. But if you measure it by human experience, then it's a long, painful road. Joseph knew that. Somehow he has to make that long and dangerous journey to his hometown of Bethlehem. But how could he do so? He was barely making ends meet. Was there money for food or lodgings? The road between Nazareth and Bethlehem were long, hard, with robbers lurking behind rocks along the way. Not going to be a pleasant journey. And what about Mary, pregnant, the object of suspicion and questions amongst the community as they asked the circumstances of the pregnancy? How far is it to Bethlehem? 70, 80 miles, but a much longer journey through pain. So how was your Christmas? I hope there was joy and happiness as gladness as best as you could manage in these circumstances. But as a return of a marker of times past, few of us can remember such difficult Christmases as these ones. We thought it was bad last year, but we lived in the hope that this Christmas would be better. We thought we were going to be in a better place this Christmas than last Christmas. It's been a journey of struggle and pain. And it doesn't help when the Christmas songs keep on going round saying, "Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, your troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, your troubles will be miles away." If this Christmas has not been your best Christmas, that's okay. You're in good company with Mary and Joseph. Here's another passage that will have been read in the churches in these days, from Luke chapter 2 at verse 1. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. Amen. If it was a painful journey to Bethlehem, then it was also a purposed journey. The Roman government thought they had planned it, that it was all about them, about money and control and power. But this was a journey ordained by God, as from the prophet Micah. But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, though you be small amongst the tribes of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth one that shall be a ruler in Israel, whose goings forth shall have been of old, from everlasting. Whatever the distance that Mary and Joseph travelled to Bethlehem, whatever the pain of the journey that you've undertaken this Christmas, there's another painful journey that was undertaken, and it was the journey of Jesus to Bethlehem. The journey of Jesus to Bethlehem. And that was a long journey. A journey that was long in three ways I want to think about for these moments today. The first, that it was a long journey from spirit to flesh. I don't know if some of you listening here are Star Trek fans, particularly of Star Trek The Next Generation. There's a character there called Commander Data. He's actually an android, a robot, if you like, but very well programmed, and he thinks and acts and speaks in a way that's almost human. I say almost human because he himself is aware that he's not human. He's on a desperate search to know and experience life as fully human, to laugh, to share joy and sorrow. And sometimes in that search, it makes for drama in the TV series. But here's a thing. That first Christmas, God, who is spirit, becomes flesh and blood. He really did become human. The hymn says, "Let earth and heaven combine, angels and men agree, to praise in songs divine the incarnate deity, our God contracted to a span, incomprehensibly made man." So there was a journey from spirit to flesh. Secondly, there was a journey from eternity to history. Jesus dwelt in the being of God. He was the very substance of God. He was the second person of the Trinity. He was eternally begotten from the Father. He wasn't created after God the Father. He dwelt with the glory of God. He knew all things from the beginning. And that first Christmas, the eternity of God became rooted in history. When Jesus came to the earth, he brought all the fullness of God with him to dwell in human form. We may ask, why do we believe in God? How do we know what God is like? Maybe we could talk about the way that things are, or the fact that there seems to be a certain element of design amongst many things in the universe, or that there ought to be a maker or a creator or something. Christmas tells us that all the fullness of the eternity of God was pleased to dwell in Jesus. Christians believe that Christmas tells us that there is a God because he has revealed himself fully in Jesus. There's nowhere else and no one else who can show us what God is really like. As John's Gospel tells us, the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us, full of grace and truth. And we have beheld his glory, glory as the one and only. So it's a journey from spirit to flesh, a journey from eternity to history. But finally, it was a journey from life to death. Every Christmas, when we remember Jesus' birth, his coming as life into the world, we should also remember why he was born. Jesus was born so that one day he could die for us. because without his death, his birth doesn't carry the same significance. The Christmas story reminds us of the need for Jesus to come and redeem our humanity. The birth of Jesus is surrounded by pride and fear and arrogance and death. In Matthew 2, King Herod hears from the Magi that a new king has been born, so he asks them to let him know when they've found the king. Herod is disturbed. He doesn't want a new king to take his power, and he certainly doesn't want the Jews rallying behind a leader who will reject Roman rule. But God tells the Magi in a dream not to return to Herod, so after visiting the child Jesus, they return home another way. And Joseph is warned in a dream to escape with Jesus and Mary to Egypt to avoid King Herod. And you know the rest of the story, that Herod gave orders to all the boys in Bethlehem to be killed, who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time that he'd learnt of the Magi. It's a horrific tale, but it's an important reminder about exactly why Jesus came. We live in such a broken world where people like you, me, and Herod fight against God and his glory in different but always awful ways. We might not be King Herod's, but our sin too is bringing death and destruction to our lives and the world God has made. And that's why Jesus was born. Born to defeat sin and evil, to bring resurrection and healing to all those who decide to follow him. He was born to die so that we don't have to. Trumpets sound and angels sing. Listen to what they say, that man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Let us pray. Loving God, you are the God of the starry heavens, but also of this planet Earth. You dwell in a glory beyond the cosmos, and yet once you dwelt on Earth below as a human infant and as an adult man. You are the eternal God, but God with us. We bless you for reaching out for us in Jesus, touching us with grace and mercy and tenderness when we deserved condemnation and judgment. We thank you for his birth amongst us, his sharing our pain and our sorrow, his dying our death and his rising again to bring us life that endures forever. They call Jesus the Prince of Peace. So let us pray for peace in all the places where there's anger or war or fear, peace in all the hearts that know sorrow or stress. We pray for the people who've not slept safely tonight because of conflict in their lives. Cradle all these people and places in your love, so the world may sleep in heavenly peace. We remember the Mother Mary rocking her baby, and we pray for all children born this Christmas season. Watch over mothers and fathers and grandparents, hoping for the best for their newborns. Help us create a community where every child is safe and valued, where every family has enough. May families rejoicing together in this season may do so because Christ the Saviour is born for each of us and for all of us. Today, as we remember the Father Joseph protecting his little one, we pray for all those who watch over the helpless and the hopeless. We pray for all those who work for the benefit of our community, for those in the emergency services, for those who've had to work while we have been resting, whose so work it is to keep the world safe and to care for those in need. We remember the shepherds coming in haste, the wise men coming in wonder. Open our hearts to reach out to the Christ child, to receive the gift you offer us in him, even as we offer you our love in his name. Bless us in these stressful days, that we may share your love with all the lives that touch ours. And now we pray the prayer that Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.